Hello, is Brian Wisinger there?
That's me.
Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting a voluntary opinion survey about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. To begin, okay. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Do we do what?
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio? Okay, thank you. And thank you very much for your time. Now, we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Yeah.
Are the chances 50-50?
Nope, I'd definitely vote.
Definitely vote. Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American?
White.
Thank you. What is your age for statistical purposes?
43.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'd say progressive.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I don't know.
But where would you lead more? Very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I'd say dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is banning tobacco products for adults.
0.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
Making college more affordable.
10.
Improving K through 12 education.
10.
Protecting voting rights and democracy.
10.
Thank you very much. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Yes, I approve.
And is that somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one on the list is Joe Biden.
80.
Republicans in Congress?
0.
The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
50.
Thank you. Is that 50 or 60?
50.
50, thank you. Now, I want you to read a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate once again on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue it is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use, once again, any number between 0 and 10. The first one is preventing underage tobacco use.
Nine.
Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
10.
Reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
10.
Banning different tobacco products for adults.
1.
Thank you very much. Now, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
And is that a strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
I have no opinion on that.
Okay, that's fine. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think that banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your community?
I think it would be a benefit.
And is that somewhat more benefit or much more benefit?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And once again, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think that banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are there other issues more important right now?
Yeah, there are more important issues.
Thank you very much. Now, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? And here we have two definitions. The first one is prohibition. Prohibition is an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products more cost prohibitive. And the second is harm reduction. Harm reduction is an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to learn less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. So which one do you feel is the better approach, prohibition or harm reduction?
Prohibition.
Thank you very much. Now, I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned are you about that outcome. And we're going to use a scale of very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not concerned at all. The first one is the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes.
I'm not concerned.
Is that not very concerned or not at all concerned?
I'm not very concerned about that.
Okay, thank you. And the next one is loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today.
No, I'm not concerned about them either.
And is that not very concerned or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Thank you very much. Now, and we're almost there, but first I want to read you some of the statements people have made about the potential of ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and a 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement is, today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should be instead of continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. The next statement is, America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of Black and Brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws such as marijuana possession to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be imprisoned. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. Thank you. And the last one is, prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed.
Great.
Thank you very much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. The next battery of questions are called back to the first few questions that we did, but we need to make them again just to make sure that we have the right answers. So, it is illegal. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
I have no opinion on that.
And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Yes.
Is that a yes, somewhat support, or strongly support? I'm sorry?
Somewhat.
Somewhat support or both?
Yes. Somewhat support.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these stands, do you think that banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community?
Somewhat benefit.
Thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or it would have no impact on your decision who you vote for?
It has no impact.
Thank you. Now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Oral nicotine pouches, yes or no?
No.
Soda or soda pops?
Yes.
Beer?
Yes.
Cigarette?
Say, what was that?
Beer.
Oh, no, I don't drink.
Cigarettes?
No.
Smokeless tobacco, such as Deep and Chew?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
Nope.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Wine?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
E-cigarettes or e-vapor products?
No.
Coffee?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now we're going to switch gears for the last time. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I went to college, graduated.
Thank you very much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced?
No, I'm married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle class.
Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you very much. And that was the last question. So I thank you very much for your participation. You've been very kind.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a wonderful day, sir. You're welcome.
You too. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.